Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to a Friday on the Marks and Reese Show. Johnny Marks and Reese live at Chickies and Pete's. We are in Egg Harbor Township before the third leg of the Triple Crown. Like, I know that the excitement's palpable with you when you came walking in here today.
Yeah. Man, I got 20.
You got 20 to lose?
I got 20 to lose, brother.
Oh, my God.
Guess I could be a part of potential history. Although this just happened not too long ago.
I haven't seen one person. Normally, before the Triple Crown happened again for the first time in a long time, no one even mentions it anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, who cares?
Man.
Well, a lot of people still care, and they'll be here tomorrow at Chickies and Pete's in Egg Harbor Township.
Laying down some green.
Yes, because you can wager on this and every other race 7 days a week here at their OTB. We'll tell you about that coming up in a little bit. But, Ike, it's a Phillies Friday. We have tickets to give out to the good callers and notable callers of the day. But, damn, do we have a lot to talk about today.
Yeah? What happened?
No shortage
of
What's
going on?
Well, no shortage of topics to talk about. And, I mean, it's day two of the Colangelo verdict yesterday. Ike, and obviously the Phillies were on, and we didn't get a chance to talk about it, so we'll obviously want to get that out of our system and really hear from the people what they thought. I think we both were kind of not flipping and flopping, but feeling like he was gone, that he was keeping his job, that he was gone, depending on the news that was coming out yesterday. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, I think the 76ers did really the only thing that they could, which was move on from the situation and just try to erase what just happened with everything.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if you believe that they were sort of gauging the temperature of the public as to what they should do, they certainly heard their fan base. Not very many people thought that Brian Colangelo deserved to keep his job after this. And, they really would have had a difficult time explaining to their fan base as to why he remained in place as basically the guy that's running the organization day to day. So that was going to be difficult to do to their paying customers. And they did the right thing by moving on. There are a couple of layers here I guess we can peel through. You know, Brian Colangelo's statement he released, where some people tend to think that he basically threw his wife under the bus. You know, she had to take the hit for this.
Yeah, but even after he lost his job, mm-hmm. his and we'll read everything. He's lying. He at some point, whether or not he tweeted or he didn't tweet, the fact that he's coming out and he is still hammering home the fact that he had nothing to do with it. And this, I just don't believe him. I don't believe it for a second.
I don't think anybody believes him.
Right.
But I think you can understand why he's doing it.
But you know what you do? Yeah. No, you chalk it up and you move on. Because all he's doing now in that statement is he's crying about it. He should have resigned last week. He should have saved his family. He should have saved his wife. He should have saved the organization. All this crap. Even if you really knew nothing about it, you can't just move on from this. You don't move on with your job from this. It doesn't happen. The Sixers might have believed him. The Sixers might have liked him, Mike. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, they realized that with the fans and everything else, they couldn't move on from this, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't know what it's like inside the organization after all of this and whether or not, you know, people still wanted to work with Brian Colangelo, including Brett Brown, the relationship with the players that were mentioned throughout in these tweets are certainly foundation pieces. So how they feel about the situation has to be taken into account on some level for sure. And I don't know what those meetings were like behind closed doors and whether or not you had any of those guys vouching for Brian Colangelo or basically saying you need to get this guy out of here. And ultimately, that persuaded this ownership to move on for Brian Colangelo. Whatever the reasons behind them doing it, I don't think anyone should be surprised that they tried to put as good of a face on this thing as possible to try to, I guess, to save Brian just a little bit. I mean, listen, he's a young man as far as it goes in being in this field, in this business. He's certainly going to want to work again at some point. And it may benefit him and it may not benefit him, but they certainly weren't going to just go out there and just admit to everything and basically kill his career for the rest of his career.
No,
so you got to understand, at least, you know, it's what big companies do, right? When they put a spin on something, when they try to put a face on something, it's what they do. And I don't think anyone should be surprised by that, but nor should I think anyone is going to be persuaded by the statement. Like, people are going to believe what they believe, and that's not going to change.
And right.
Most people believe he at least had some knowledge that this was going on, if not participating in it himself, as I think most of us believe some of these tweets read as if there were at least a different person. The wife,
yes,
tweeting this stuff out. So
I agree.
You know, that didn't change anybody's mind.
Here's the other thing. If they would have came out and said that there was no evidence on the wife's phone that showed that he was involved or any hanky-panky or anything like that.
She tried to clean the phone.
But when you scrub the phone and you factory reset it so you can't get that stuff, like, it was over then. You can't turn in the phone. It's over then.
Oh,
it's
over.
So for him to come out whining.
Just like Tom Brady losing his phone.
It was over.
It was over right after that.
It was over. Yeah. You're done. So once you do that, Brian, and you can come out and you can put out a statement and you can say you didn't do anything wrong and you can dispute things that the 76ers are saying, that's fine. You'd be better off thanking them for the opportunity and wishing them well in the future, and you're going to now focus on your family before trying to decide what to do next in your life. You still have basketball in your blood.
Mm-hmm.
You can still deny stuff in that statement. The way that he did it, his wife destroyed the evidence on the phone.
Yeah.
Sorry. Now, Ben, our producer, is very concerned about the marriage. We'll get into that in a little bit. Because he's not just via Twitter. He's just saying it's an awful situation for the Colangelo marriage.
Yeah, I don't see it that way.
I know we were worried about that too. We were like,
I really am not.
Can we do the show today?
And I would have much less respect for Brian Colangelo if this somehow led to a divorce. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I mean,
are you kidding me?
All right, we'll break that down.
Your wife's the mother of your children. She's out there trying to fight your battles, as misguided as it was. This is not something you divorce your wife over. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I mean, the moment you decided to wear those shirts she buys you, you're all the way in.
And
you're all the way in.
So now when
keep riding.
I'm looking for the Joshua Harrison, Scott O'Neill, and whoever else to now fire Jerry Colangelo, get him out of town, and send him packing. Well, not that he's in the area, but goodbye. They don't want him in the organization anymore. He offers nothing at this point. He's a senior advisor that maybe they would bounce something off of. The only reason he has a job is because the NBA pushed him on the 76ers because they were so bad.
Sure.
So the press conference yesterday, Ike, and I'm curious to what people thought about the 76ers, A, how they handled this. I have no problem with how the Sixers ultimately handled it. I thought they did well at the press conference yesterday, too. Brett Brown's the interim GM.
Uh-huh.
He made it very clear.
Who did well?
Well, I thought
everybody. Joshua Harris.
I thought Harris came out and was believable. I saw a lot of people ripping him because it's kind of fun to do. I agree with that. He's not a very good public speaker. But you disagree?
No.
All right.
I didn't really listen.
No.
No.
Oh my God!
I listened to what he has to say.
I couldn't get enough
of him.
Nah. Well, the whole thing.
I'm good.
Trust me, I was.
He just got briefed on everything that's going on with the team a week ago.
I was outside. It's true.
They didn't even
know about it.
And checked on the team since the playoffs ended.
He was like, "Hold on, what happened?"
Yeah.
I was looking for all day, all morning long. I was looking for some type of news to come out. Then I saw the Sixers issued the statement, and I read the from the law firm and what it said about Colangelo. And then it said at 1 o'clock, it was a 1 o'clock press conference. And I was like, damn, I can't wait. So I was outside raking up dead grass,
mm-hmm.
grass clippings, mm-hmm. listening to it. And it was, I thought he did well, Josh Harris.
Okay.
It's all right. A lot of people, they cleared his throat a couple times.
Yeah.
Do we have some Josh Harris, Ben? There it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You seen Big Red?
He had, But that was his signature.
Yeah.
Josh Harris, it's a nervous tick from him. I remember he did one press conference where it might have been 100 times over the course of the press conference, and I did the Let Me Clear My Throat song with him doing the 888-729-9494. So it's over.
Yeah.
Now they get a new GM.
Yeah, I think that's the next big step, obviously. Draft is in a couple of weeks, less than 2 weeks now. More importantly, free agency coming up. I think we're going to want to know who's running the show. I know Brett Brown's in place right now to run the show, but it'll be interesting to see who they bring in ultimately to run things.
Bronze guy? David Griffin?
Yeah, I know that's who everyone wants. Isn't it too obvious for
it to actually happen?
Well, I'm still not sold on LeBron coming here, and I don't think LeBron would come here if he didn't plan on coming here just because David Griffin is here.
Lakers is where I think he goes. Isn't that the hot team now?
Yeah,
a lot of people are saying.
I still think Houston. I still think they try to find a way to get to Houston. I just, if it's about winning, that's the one thing no one really knows. What does he ultimately want to do at his next stop? If it's about beating Golden State, then I don't see how that's going to happen with the Sixers or the Lakers.
Well, I don't know where he's going to do that. Oh, Houston.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make sense from a standpoint of you got two guys that already want the ball in their hands, and Chris Paul and James Harden, certainly.
Got to figure it out.
You would think.
You got to give up a little bit. Listen, if you're going to go play with those level of players, you got to give up a little bit.
James Harden want him there?
Sure, if James Harden wants to win.
All right.
Man.
Well, he wants smart teammates, yeah. LeBron. You heard this, right?
Yes, I heard him.
We'll play that coming up.
Yeah.
God, he likes to hear himself talk. Phillies tickets.
Mm-hmm.
We have 10 pair all told, Ike. The best callers. That you can be. It could be the worst sports point I've ever heard, but if we like it, then you could win a pair of Phillies tickets, and we'll tell you which game that's for coming up as well. It's a Phillies Friday here.
Wasn't the Phillies Thursday?
No, it was not.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. No, but you know what, though? Even losing 2 of 3, it felt like they were competitive, hard-fought games. You know what I mean? They weren't. San Francisco was an ugly series.
Yeah.
Chicago really.
Well, at least we scored runs in this series.
There was a they mixed in a couple runs.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. 888-729-9494. Marks and Reese live from Chickies.
Things better start looking better with Milwaukee. That's all I know.
Milwaukee's is a really good team this year, too. Really good team. That could change. There's always that when a team is kind of a fraud or even when they're not, there's always that weekend where,
sure.
that series where they just get totally blown out. That could be this weekend. It could. Coming back, we'll hear from Josh Harris. Because a former intern at WIP, Zach Gelb, got him on the Sam Hinkie question. And he hummed
yeah.
a little bit.
Sam Hinkie.
It was good. Possible replacements. Woj putting something out there that maybe the Colangelo's not like Brett Brown. We'll hear what Woj had to say about all that. Man, we have a lot to talk about. By the way, so it's 90s weekend down at Citizens Bank Park.
Yeah.
Would you say you identify most with the decade of the 90s more than anything else?
Yes, 90s to mid-2000s.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Because we're almost the same age,
yeah.
and that's our music, and that's our movies and
yeah.
everything else.
Yep.
Is it possible to say that another, because everybody, my parents, rock and roll's the best music of all time. Our hip-hop and R&B from the 90s is
right.
the best music ever. But what about sports? Here's how I look at sports, right? NBA... 25 years ago, let's just go 1993 because they're honoring the 93 Phillies
mm-hmm.
this weekend. NBA in 1993, better than the NBA today, in my opinion. I would much rather watch the NBA then than now.
Okay.
It's a better product. Agree? Disagree?
I got to think about that.
NFL, much better today than in 1993. Not even close.
Not even close what?
Today's football is mm-hmm. better than 1993 football as far as watching it on TV and entertainment value. I think it's better today than it was.
You're not saying the athletes,
back then.
Though.
No, just in general, the sport.
Okay.
The sport.
Okay.
I enjoyed basketball more in the NBA more in 1993
than you do now.
From the physicality to it wasn't just all three pointers.
Right.
I like that game. Mm. I like the NFL today over what was 1993.
My baseball.
Baseball, better today or 93?
93.
You like 93?
Yeah.
The Phillies kind of escorted in that steroid era, according to a lot of people.
Yeah. And it was before we found out most of those great players were about to start taking steroids.
And the guys like Canseco and some of those other guys were already the athletics were already on them.
Yeah.
No one knew about it.
A-Rod and Barry and all those guys. That's when they started to look at the other guys like, hold on.
Isn't it natural?
Yeah.
Julian Edelman gets snagged for 4 games.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.